Circle of seasons, rhythms come and rhythms go. Do we feel the heartbeat of the earth? Do we feel the heartbeat of the earth? I want to live the rhythms of the earth, our home, the blue planet. I live those rhythms by listening, by opening myself to the feelings and sensations of the earth. Smelling the air just after it's rained, or feeling warm sunlight upon my skin. Tasting the raindrop on the tip of the pine needle, watching the weaving of clouds as the days come and go. Paying attention to the changing seasons or the change in light throughout the day. Asking myself, where is the moon in its monthly cycle? Does the full moon rise in the same place each season? How about the crescent moon? These are some of the queries I live into. In taking time to listen and be, there is movement into a place of deep stillness within. From this place, I might feel the voice of Grandmother Live Oak Tree say, "Go forth and be clear." Or hear the swamp water of the deep woods speak of the how it is spiced with the essence of forest leaves and pine needles. There is an inner knowing that spirit is speaking to me through the oak tree or the swamp water. Living is feeling the rhythms of the earth, the pulse of life, and connecting to that of God in all of it. Listen and be open to the teachings of God through the earth around us. To commune with the earth and listen is to know I am not better than the lizard or the fly. If I think I am better, I will never hear their message, no matter how long I sit and wait. We might do well to pay attention to the life around us and listen to what lessons others have to tell us. The time I spend walking the land at home or elsewhere, or time spent being and sitting, or feeling the rhythm of breathing, are moments when I am listening. It is about becoming familiar with the sounds, sights and smells, and feelings of earth, plants, animals, cloud shapes of the community that is home. It is about living the rhythms of the earth through the framework of the Quaker way of life, by applying the teachings of friends to include all of our planet. Living through the spirit of the universe, the creator, the living presence that is all, the one of all shapes and no shape. And so the divine one appears even in the mundane parts of life. Are we afraid of touching creation and one another?